Jesus, please grant us your peace that transcends all understanding. Amen. Forgive me, Lord. I have let some things slide, and certain souls have taken advantage of that. So I blew my top. Jesus began, the accusations and undercurrents have got to stop, or several people will be told to leave. I have seen you struggle with this enough, Claire, and it is impairing your ability to hear me. So I am giving this warning to the community now. Criticism, vitriol, outbursts will no longer be tolerated here. I have other souls who want to be a part of the community, but until the offenders stop, and I do mean stop, I cannot allow an increase on this land. Claire, as a leader, you must come to terms with how these souls are being used by the enemy to keep the door to hell open. And I do mean the door to hell. There are portals here from complaining, gossiping, and backbiting. You are not totally innocent, but you work hard at correcting yourself. Others could care less. They enjoy ripping and tearing others apart, and they are on their way out unless they change. You are not the only one who is done with this. I am. This is not a place to hang out. It is not a place to indulge in your childhood and teen rebellion, or to curl up and dodge work. It is not a place to find fault with the leadership, and I am cleaning house. So it would be good for you to decide whether or not this community and its friendships are worth changing for. Claire, I have allowed you to see how serious complaining is. I have allowed you to see how serious carelessness and avoidance of proper work is. I have allowed you and others to suffer a great deal. Now I am done with demonstrations and lessons. I'm about to wash the deck clean of the creepy, crawly, trouble-brewing creatures, and everything is at stake as far as your vocation here is concerned. Some of you will make it by the skin of your teeth. Others I have serious concerns about. None of you see the toll you have taken on this ministry, on my ability to get things done, on my plans that are continually frustrated by carelessness, laziness, and a critical spirit coupled with a viper's tongue. Consider, Claire, is this what you want to build community on? Is it worth it? I have seen. I have smelled, and it is foul indeed. With all my heart, I want to see you prosper, but not with those who are only concerned with themselves, dragging you down day by day. When I call a soul to holiness, I reveal to them gently what will be expected of them, and make many opportunities for them to change their ways. When month after month and year after year they prefer to persist in their obstinacy, I prepare an exit for them that others more trustworthy may come on board. Who is left, Lord? That's not for you to ponder. That is my work, to call, equip, and nag them here. I want excellency here, not mediocrity. You cannot carry this on your back alone. You must have those who are not only committed, but competent, or at least willing to stretch to serve me. Choose this day who you will serve. Your time of trial is over. Dear heart dwellers, we have seen some wonderful turnaround and deep spiritual growth here on the mountain. But I have allowed a few weaker souls to behave irresponsibly and disrespectfully. Jesus is calling for a higher caliber of holiness in those who want to be a part of the team here, and as a result, he has designated that one or two must move on because they have not changed. But I do want to give the Lord credit for doing a wonderful transformation on all of us to make up a team God can use for His glory. That's what this situation was all about. At present, it is very good and very hopeful. Thank you for your prayers. They mean so much.